My name is David Chipperfield, and we're about to do a short tour of our exhibition, Form Matters, in the Design Museum. I started my professional practice having finished architecture school at Kingston and the Architectural Association. I worked for Douglas Stephen and then Richard Rogers and then Norman Foster, and began my own practice in 1985. That was also in the grip, we were in the grip of a recession. My first project was a shop for the fashion designer Izemiaki. And I think that's a very typical career beginning for young architects, especially in England, to start with a small bar, restaurant, shop, and then hope that you're going to work your way up the ladder from that. The American architect Michael Graves famously once said that he did someone's kitchen extension because he thought that it would lead to a house, and the house would lead to an office, and the office would lead to a commission to do a museum, but actually what it led to was more kitchen extensions. There's a certain truth in that, that as a young architect. It's very difficult to move up, and especially in this country where we don't have a very sophisticated competition system, and that we don't have really many public buildings. So I ended up traveling a lot to get work. That shop for Izemiaki actually led to lots of other shops in Japan for Izemiaki. And from then I got commissions in Japan. And my first three buildings were in Japan. And to some degree that set the tone of my professional career, that I've been working around the globe for the last 25 years. The exhibition shows a sort of overview of our work. It's not meant to be a retrospective, but I suppose a sort of work in progress. It's always difficult to know how to show architecture. Architecture is best shown by buildings, by the built work, and there's not much substitute for the real thing. I think it is interesting to the public to see the models and drawings that architects do. I think that's something that we can use. And so the exhibition has a lot of models. That becomes one of its prime tools. I think there were a number of thoughts that went through our head when we embarked on this process. One was to select a number of projects which we felt were the most representative of our work. And to some degree, they tend to gravitate towards the more recent projects. And those selected projects are all real projects. They're not projects that were ideas. They're projects which either have been built or are in the process of building. So we've taken a selection of projects and we've tried to show those in slightly more detail. But at the same time, we wanted to show where those projects come from, in the sense of there are many other projects which are done and would constitute what one might call a body of work, which we're not necessarily showing in a lot of detail, but probably, we would find difficult to leave out. So there's two sort of views of the work. One is by showing singular projects, and the other is to try and talk about what we might call a body of work. We didn't really see this as a chronological explanation, and also we didn't see it as a theoretical explanation of the work. So it's very simply a collection of models and photographs of the built work and drawings, and with a particular emphasis to try and explain in a bit more detail a selected number of those projects. In terms of the material itself, I think there are two emphases. One is building form. What do buildings look like? Why do they look like that? The title of the exhibition is Form Matters. Form Matters is not meant to be just the idea that form is important, but Form Matters is a combination of form and matter, form and material. We wanted to demonstrate these two aspects of our work. One is a sort of formal composition, the sort of abstract ideas about the making of form, the making of space, what generates a building and the way it might look. But at the same time, we felt it was very important to convey our interest in materialization of ideas. And that's best shown in our work probably by photographs of built work. So the photographs surround the hall with one or two photographs of different buildings. And from that, we're hoping that everyone gets sort of sense of the materiality and the physical qualities of the buildings. And in the center of the space, the drawings and the large-scale models are trying to show the sort of compositional and formal ideas that motivate the process of designing. We're standing in front of the model, the large-scale model of the Hepworth Gallery in Wakefield, which will open towards the end of next year. The construction is nearing completion now. Next year will be interior fit-out. It's probably our most important British project to date. It's part of a larger plan, program of regeneration of the city of Wakefield. Barbara Hepworth was born in Wakefield. Henry Moore was born down the road in Leeds. So these two great figures of 20th century sculpture were born within a stone's throw, or a smoothly rounded pebble's throw, one might say, from each other. The city of Wakefield wanted to recognize this. And there's a whole series of agendas going on. One is a sort of regeneration program, another is to find a more permanent house for the city collection. And the other is that the Hepworth Foundation is donating a lot of plaster casts and a lot of the original sketches of Barbara's work. So it will become an important museum, and as I say, probably one of our most important British commissions. I think, as an architect, I think there's two responsibilities. One is to approach each project with a certain conviction to that, to the singularity of that project and the uniqueness of the context, and understand what that project can generate and what the potential of that project is. On the other hand, I think you must build in a sort of sedimentary way an attitude towards architecture. So what I wanted to show in this exhibition is both a collection of singular projects, but also a cumulative idea of an architectural perspective, that the things that I believe in, which I would say is to do with, you know, reducing architecture down to try to understand fundamental qualities of architecture: space, light, form, material. I don't pursue complicated and fashionable or extravagant ideas. I'm trying to find a very modest architecture grounded on very simple concepts. So yes, I mean, I don't think that you can operate as an architect without having your own philosophy or your own growing attitude towards architectural principles.